I want to first and foremost recognize the important role that this committee has in beginning important work for rural America today with this conversation and discussion. You have a written testimony of mine, but I'd like to, with your permission, speak from the heart today about the condition of rural America. I want to first and foremost recognize the important role that rural America plays in our country and the significant role that the Farm Bill plays in assisting rural America in doing its job. It is, as the ranking member indicated, the source of our food, our fiber, our feed, our fuel, often not appreciated, also our water. And I would suggest to this committee it is also the source of our values. When this country was founded many years ago, 90% of those in this country were farmers, suggesting that our value system began and was rooted very deeply in the soil of our natural resources in our rural areas. With the chair's permission, I'd like to use a few slides to essentially show folks where we've been, where we are, and hopefully as a guide to where we can go. The first slide I want to present, and I believe the committee's been furnished copies of these slides, is to simply suggest and to reinforce the comments of both the chair and the ranking member about the productivity of American agriculture. Back in 1940, one American farmer was responsible for feeding 19 people around the world. Today, one American farmer helps to feed 155 people. That number continues to grow. It is a fact and a statistic that is not fully appreciated by many in this country, I think in large part because many are now more than several generations removed from those who farm the land. You would think, given the productivity of American farmers, the most productive in the world, that they would, as would be the case in most other occupations, be recognized for it, appreciated for it, and would be able to make sufficient income from it to be able to support their families. But the reality is, and the next chart will show, what a challenge it is for American farm families. This chart essentially shows the percentage of income family farmers have in America today that comes from their farming operation. And you can see that as of 2009, 81% of farm income comes from something other than the farm. Only 9% comes from family farm operations. This suggests the need for a continuation and support for a very strong safety net. A safety net that includes investments in research and development to increase productivity, continued investment in conservation programs, particularly for small landholders, a continued emphasis as this administration is focused on expanded exports, the development of additional domestic markets, the appropriate balance of crop insurance, disaster payments, and direct payments. But it also suggests that there's another aspect of the safety net that is often overlooked and underappreciated by those outside of rural America. And that is the significance and importance of jobs. Good-paying, high-paying, quality jobs. Unfortunately, today, too many of America's farm families are requiring off-farm income. And that makes it a challenge for us to focus on how we can create new and better opportunities in rural America. At the same time that we are challenged with an income level that only creates 9% of family farm income, we also see a significant aging of the farm population, which is another challenge that must be addressed as we discuss the next farm bill. This slide indicates and shows the rapid acceleration of the aging nature of American farmers today. In 1945, the average age of American farmer was 39 years of age. Today, it is 58. In just the last 5 years, we've seen an increase of 2 years. There is a substantial percentage of American farm families that are over the age of 65. In fact, it's roughly 28% of the entire farming population. That compares to about 8% of the general working population. So this is a significant issue, and I think it is one that directs us to focus on a robust effort to promote beginning farmers. Expanding the good work that was started in the 2008 Farm Bill with the Beginning Farmer Program, but indicating a need for us to really focus over the next couple of years on how we can encourage development of new and innovative programs that will allow for sweat equity, that will enable a young person to pursue the dream of being a farmer. The aging nature of farms, continued challenges of income are also reflected in the general economic conditions of rural America. This chart essentially shows the rapid increase of unemployment in rural America, which is a concern of all of us, and again suggests and directs that we need to make a renewed effort in developing quality jobs in rural America. In addition to unemployment, we also see a substantial difference between incomes, between those who live in rural areas and those who live in metro areas. This chart suggests that there is as much as $11,000 to $12,000 difference in income per capita between rural areas and metro areas. I think it is incumbent upon us to try to figure out strategies and ways in which we can reduce that gap so that people who want to live in rural America can afford to do so. Next slide. The workforce in rural America also faces challenges in terms of education level. This chart suggests that those who work and live in rural America have fewer college degrees, fewer high school diplomas, more high school diplomas, and more people without a high school diploma. A serious challenge in terms of creating a quality workforce. So some attention needs to be paid not just in this committee, but in other committees as well, to the disparity in educational achievement levels. If we're going to build a quality workforce, then it has to be a well-educated workforce, and time and attention needs to be directed in this area. Next slide. As is the case with farmers, it is also true in rural America that we're seeing an aging population. We have a substantially greater percentage of people in rural America that are over the age of 65, as this chart indicates. And so when you have high unemployment, lower educational achievement, substantially lower incomes, what you have will ultimately be a loss of population. And this is a deep concern to me, and I believe a deep concern to this committee, that we continue to see many of our rural counties losing population. Let me suggest that this committee should be congratulated for the work it did in 2008 on the Farm Bill, and that this Congress and administration should receive some credit for additional resources provided under the Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The reason being is what you have done with the work in the Farm Bill and additional investments through the Recovery Act and broadband, as I believe you've created a framework for a new rural economy, one that can help create quality jobs and can keep people not only on the farm but in rural areas. The reality is that additional resources in broadband expansion, the energy title of the Farm Bill, additional opportunities in ecosystem markets, linking conservation payments to expanded hunting and fishing opportunities, as well as our efforts to try to link local production with local consumption, create a new dynamic in rural America. I think we need to build on that foundation. I think we need to continue to expand those opportunities. I fully appreciate the challenges economically this committee faces, and we will work and pledge to work with you to preserve as much of the baseline as is possible so that you have as much flexibility in your work as possible. Recognizing that this framework is in place, let me suggest that there is a need for better coordination between the programs that the USDA has and programs that are offered by other federal agencies. Right now, what we have are agencies working in isolation of each other. There is not much coordination. There is not the opportunity to leverage resources and to coordinate and consolidate resources so that they have a substantial impact on changing the dynamic of the rural regional economy. In addition, I think we can do a much better job of working with our local partners at the local level in a regional effort to try to stimulate growth and development around communities that will be the engines of economic opportunity. That will require us to have greater flexibility and a suggested opportunity for this committee to focus our efforts on the specific results that you want us to obtain. I think those results ought to be about growing substantial income opportunities. It ought to be about continuing to expand innovatively the safety net that allows farmers to stay on the farm and to be able to expand our numbers. We've seen a loss of production agriculture in terms of numbers over the last several years. That is a trend which I think we ought to at least commit ourselves to trying to reverse. Candidly, and in conclusion, what I'll simply say is this. The President and I have a vision which I think you all share. And that vision starts at a kitchen table in a rural community, and could very well be on a farmstead, in which a mother and a father are sitting around the table talking to their adult son or their adult daughter, or it could be a grandchild. In that conversation, instead of encouraging them to look elsewhere for opportunity, they are encouraging them to stay in rural America, to build their life, to pursue their dreams, and to create real opportunity for their families in rural America. The great thing about our country is that we have a strong core, and that core is rural America. While it only represents 1/6 of the country's population, 45% of the people that serve us in uniform come from rural America. That gets back to the point I made at the beginning, which is that our values are rooted in rural America. We cannot, we should not, and we must not allow opportunity to continue to be squeezed in rural areas, because if we do, not only will farm families suffer, not only will small towns suffer, but I think our core values will suffer. Mr. Chairman, again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I recognize that our job is to help and assist this committee in producing the very best bill it can produce, and I look forward to working with all of you to do so. Thank you.